A search engine for all of your private information. That's what an NSA program called X-Keyscore is. That's according to the latest revelations from Edward Snowden. Freshly leaked documents detail what's described as the widest-reaching intelligence-gathering system used in the world. RT's Guy Nature-Chakan explains.
Remember when Edward Snowden said he could wiretap anyone at any time, be it the president or a federal judge, if he had their personal email? That he could see the content of everyone's communications without a warrant? The NSA came out and said Snowden was lying. Nobody can do that without a warrant. Snowden's latest revelation shows, yes, they can. NSA training materials that he had provided to The Guardian show that the analysts use a program called X-Keyscore to mine enormous agency databases by filling in a simple on-screen form giving only a broad justification for the search. No warrant needed, just type in the email address and click search. Same with your Facebook chats and other internet activity. It can all be easily searched. How convenient. Analysts can also search by name, telephone number, IP address, keywords, the language in which the internet activity was conducted, or the type of browser used. The presentation claims the program covers nearly everything a typical user does on the internet, including the content of emails, websites visited, and searches, as well as their metadata. X-Keyscore boasts global coverage. It uses more than 700 servers at 150 sites around the world. Show me all the encrypted Word documents from Iran, no problem. Or this part of the top secret training material shows that language is not a problem. X-Keyscore can do different languages. Obviously, X-Keyscore is not the only data mining program that the NSA uses. Earlier, we learned about the PRISM program, which the agency uses to gain access to the private communications of users of 9 popular internet services. X-Keyscore kind of like looks like their search engine. It's their Google. Of course, as an ordinary non-terrorist citizen, you may be perfectly fine with the fact that some NSA analyst may know more about you than your wife or your husband does. But there are those who are genuinely concerned about the growing power of the NSA. What if they don't want a certain person in office, someone who would cut their funding or something? This country has a history of wiretapping scandals. After all, President Richard Nixon resigned after a whistleblower revealed that Nixon's office had wiretapped his opposition. What makes anyone think that, or something like that, can't happen today? In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chakan.